about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Got a lot to talk about, but I just can't get over this. I am looking right now at a school crossing in New York in front of a New York City high school where school crossing is misspelled. It's Shakool. S-H-C-O-O-L. I don't know. They can't get this right. Look, I am a huge fan of New York City and their school system, but really, if you can't even spell school correctly on the street for school crossing, all right, that's a big cluster. All right, so let's say, they say someone who plastered a school crossing sign on the street in front of New York City got it wrong. This is in front of Marta Valley High School on the Lower East Side. Spokesperson for the city Department of Transportation said the error was made by a utility provider and not by the city. They're already shifting blame. A spokesperson for the city Department of Transportation, oh, we already said that. The post says workers apparently cut into the several months ago to get to underground utilities. When utilities or contractors work on a city street, they're responsible for restoring it. So when they work, that's right, because if you take a look at this picture, it looks like there's some work done on the street. And then it says Shakool. I love it. Oh, man. I tell ya. All right, guys. A lot to talk about. Looks like we got another list of best hospitals. Which cities have the best hospitals? I don't like giving you this list because, you know, if you're not living in the city, what are you supposed to do? You know? You're like, no. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, you know, that female Saudi Arabia driver who, I believe got lashes because she was driving? Well, she was just killed in a car accident. So just horrible, horrible irony with that one. We need to talk about that. They're also saying that we may be able to outgrow autism, that some kids that were diagnosed with autism might be outgrowing it. So that's kind of interesting. It also looks like men who are narcissists could be at risk for worse health. That's, yeah, a narcissist, kind of a little arrogant, right? You know, you think the world owes you something. You think you're the coolest thing. Your poop doesn't stink. Yeah, not good for health. Not good for health. And then I want to talk about this dentist who was using paper clips on his patients. Yeah. I don't know why he was using paper clips. I mean, I know medical supplies are expensive. True, you could get a box of 100 paper clips at Office Depot pretty cheaply. Yeah, cheaply. You could probably sterilize them, too. Yeah, you can. I mean, that's MacGyver medicine for you. So I think this guy now is being prosecuted. All right, so as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. I want to look at this guy. I'm looking at this guy right here. Okay. So the dentist, Michael Clare, from Fall River, Massachusetts, 53 years old, pleaded guilty to a slew of accusations stemming from substandard dental care, you think? All right. Apparently, he also illegally prescribed prescription drugs, assaulted battery, witness intimidation, and conning Medicaid out of $130,000. Okay, I knew there was more to this than just using a paperclip. He is accused of trying to save a few bucks by using a paperclip instead of a stainless steel bar for a root canal procedure. Oh, no, he did this on root canals. Oh, that's horrible. Using anything other than stainless steel puts the patients at risk of pain and even infection. Of course it does. Okay. Prosecutors said he was suspended by Medicaid in 2002 but continued to file claims using the names of other dentists in his practice. Uh-oh. You can't do that. All right. So he's going to be sentenced on January 30th. See, here's the thing with paperclips, okay? We have used paperclips in medicine, when we were taught MacGyver medicine, I call it. You guys remember MacGyver? Remember MacGyver? He could make a bomb out of chewing gum. All right? Love that show in the 80s. Richard Dean Anderson, very hot. Love the show. And they would teach us in school that let's say you need to puncture a nail. Let's say you need to burr hole a nail because somebody slammed their thumb and is bleeding underneath or they're getting an infection. All right? You take a paper clip and you light it with a match. to sterilize it. Now, I always thought it was easier to use a sterile needle and do a burr hole, so I never did that. But it's interesting because a lot of doctors will still do the paperclip method. When my son had an infection under his nail, when he cut off his, he cut off a tip of his finger, we had it sewed up in the ER, and I didn't think they did that good a job, and the hand surgeon said, now, see in a couple weeks, and I didn't trust it. So I took him to another doctor, a pediatrician, and the pediatrician pulled out a paperclip and lit it with a match. And nothing came out, and my kid was miserable, and I'm like, why didn't you just burr hole with a little needle? You know, well, probably the reason why pediatricians do that is because kids are less scared with a paperclip. But I think a paperclip is pretty useless. If you take a look at the tip of the paperclip, its girth is larger than a needle, and it has a very weird, soft ending to it where you really can't pierce with it. And so if you're trying to burr hole a nail, it's worthless. Well, anyway, I ended up getting another hand surgeon's opinion, and he agreed with me and said, yeah, we need to fix this, clean out the nail bed, it's affected, you know, etc. And then my baby's nail is fine now, thank God. And the tip of his finger, he cut it off in a door, not the door where the handle is, but where the brackets are. He got his finger stuck, horrible, severed off part of his finger, and it was pretty tough. But anyway, he's good. He's all right. But, yeah, I've still seen doctors do that. Light a match or use a lighter on a paperclip. Now, I don't know why this dentist was doing it for root canals. I think that's ridiculous. But honestly, we don't need to do MacGyver medicine. If you're in a city, you really don't need to pull out a stick of gum or a gum wrapper or use, I don't know, mucus as glue or scotch tape. You have the proper instruments and tools, and stainless steel, you can autoclave appropriately. So I don't know what this guy was thinking. He looks like a real putz. Again, innocent until proven guilty, but he admitted the guilt, so I think, all right, he's going to, you know, go off to jail or get fined or sanctioned or whatever. But, you know, if any of you are scratching your head going, wait a second, I've seen my doctor use a paperclip. That's why. We were taught that you could burr hole with a paperclip. I never liked it and never did. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Peter Kranznebel from Midas Resources. Today is January 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,667.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,708.91, $854.45 for a half ounce, and $427.23 for a quarter ounce. $1,708.91, $854.45, and $427.23.
Gold isn't for you. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. and placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomats.com, spelled Biomats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you all for tuning in. This is Dr. Dahlia, 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I guess Starbucks is now going to add alcohol. You're going to be able to get wine or beer at alcohol. They said they're going to bring booze to 4 to 6 new or remodeled stores in Los Angeles by the end of this year and plan to do the same in Atlanta and Chicago. You'll also be able to get premium food like savory snacks, small plates, hot flatbreads. Flatbreads are yummy. They say the chain began testing its alcohol menu in Seattle in 2010. So I guess they're already doing this in Seattle. It offers beers for $5, wine by the glass for $7 or $9 in 5 locations in Portland. Oh, see, I don't live there. I had no idea. I don't go to Starbucks. I'm not a coffee drinker. I mean, my husband drinks coffee, but he'll get McDonald's coffee. He doesn't care. You know, it doesn't have to be Starbucks. I had no idea there'd be alcohol. Not that I could drink wine or beer. They'll give me headaches. All right. But some people are protesting this. Like, well, if I wanted a beer, I'd go to a bar. I bring my grandkids here. I don't want to have to deal with the drunk. You know, I don't really think anyone's going to get drunk at a Starbucks. I mean, the chairs are kind of uncomfortable. It's really, when you go to a Starbucks, I got to tell you, it's nice. It smells good. I think Starbucks have some real nice decor. I know there's a lot of little coffee clubs, and that's kind of nice, and maybe some book reading. Again, nothing I really relate to. I'm sorry. I think the last book I read was Beezus and Ramona. Now, I read books. I read medical textbooks. I mean, I got my nose in medical journals and medical textbooks. I don't even have time to read. I wanted to read Dave Ramsey's new book. I still haven't gotten to it. But no, I really don't think people would sit there and get drunk. It doesn't have a bar type atmosphere. Now, if they put in a TV, you know, a flat screen, and I could watch some sports, maybe I would go there and, you know, relax. But, you know, honestly, these companies, they got to be smart with this, you know, with this economy. They have to expand. They have to do something. You know, we were talking yesterday about how Loma Linda is fighting a McDonald's coming there. From what I understand, I guess nobody sells alcohol in the city of Loma Linda in California, and I think you have to buy alcohol outside the city limits. I think there's a ban on smoking in the city, and I guess they want to ban McDonald's from coming. And again, you know, rather than there being a law and government stepping in, why don't they just let the McDonald's, you know, put up their building and let the free market dictate what's going on? All right. And if the market isn't there for, you know, I mean, if nobody wants to go to that McDonald's, then the McDonald's is going to go under. So personally, I think they should just let the McDonald's do what it wants to, because if it's not going to survive in Loma Linda, it will leave rather than having a law, making a law and, you know, making a big, you know, hoop-de-loo about it, okay? Now, what's going to be a big hoop-de-loo, and some of you may actually want to drink for this one, Death Valley in California, you know, the lowest place on Earth, right? I mean, in terms of altitude. Well, Death Valley has a volcano, and geologists think that this volcano is due to explode and go off. I live near Death Valley. That's not cool. Okay, I saw Dante's Peak. That is not cool. Not cool at all. Team based out of Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, gosh, that's got to be hard to put on a letterhead, found that the half-mile-wide Yubahibi crater, there's a crater called Yubahibi, formed by a prehistoric volcanic explosion, was created just 800 years ago, and not 6,000 years ago as previously estimated. All right, researchers used isotopes and rocks blown out of a 600-foot crater to show that it formed around the year 1200. All right, and like I said, they think it is supposedly due to have another blow. Now, they say it is not unstable. It has been very poorly studied. Most people don't even know what a Yubahibi is, okay? Nope, you know, I don't even know what a Yubahibi is. But, again, many of us on Dante's Peak, we don't like. We also saw the movie Volcano. That was a horrible movie, right? The movie Volcano, right? Oh, my gosh, who is the Thomas Lee Jones? Why can't... Anyway, you know, I mean, I like Tommy Lee Jones. That's it. Yeah, I mean, I like him. It was a horrible movie. And so, you know, personally, I just don't really have faith in our, I guess, volcano testing system, because a lot of people died in Dante's Peak, the movie. I base what happens in a movie. Honestly, I don't think this thing's going to erupt, you know. If so, I'll get some insurance. I'll get a boat that doesn't melt. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Michael on the line. Hey, Michael, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Hampshire, and I was just, you know, I have a phone app, and I've got your show here, and well, actually, it's not on the phone. It's on the station,
but
it's not on an app. How come it's not on an app yet? I don't know how to make an app.
I gotta figure that out. I don't know. I'll check with our GCN bosses if we got an app. But I think it's because, you know, we could stream online, and we also have, I think, iRadio and all that. But anyway, yeah. What's your question? But thank you, Michael. I'll talk to my bosses. What's going on?
Yeah, get that on there, because I used to get, I squash my fingers all the time, and I do the paper clip thing, and I know you don't, I hate doing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the doctor did it to me once, but you got to heat that needle up cherry red.
Yes.
To practically go right through that nail, but when he does it, I don't even want it to do it. Can they put a local anesthetic on that before they do it?
Good question, Michael. To numb that finger up, because you have the nail, that actually have to do something called a digital block, where they numb the base of your finger. And the digital block could probably take about 10 minutes to do. And when you do a digital block, you have to actually get poked with the needle a couple times. Now there's a less painful way. The anticipation, of course, kills you. I had to burr hole my my own nail. It was horrible, the anticipation. But I would recommend, you know, like I said, a medical provider or somebody use an actual needle, heat that needle up, because you want to have it, you want to have it sterile. And then you just very slowly twist. And you twist and you twist and you twist till it gets to the layer. Now, it shouldn't hurt, because if you think about it, if you're bleeding above your nail bed and underneath the nail, that pool of blood will be your cover. So if you burr through the nail lightly and then pop into the blood, you really won't hurt. The reason why it hurts with the paper clip is because it's so blunt that there's some shoving action going on. That's why I always, when I was even in the ER, I would just use a needle.
Yeah, but even the pressure of the needle is enough to make me go crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's why I said, Gil, please give me a nerve block or something.
Yeah.
But they won't.
But, well,
it's
they don't.
Expensive.
Yeah, they never do. They never do. I mean, you know, if, let's say, the nail's falling apart and I'm going to have to extract the nail, then I'll do the nerve block. But if all you're doing is dealing with the subungual hematoma, which is just some blood under the nail, they just burr hole it, because the reason why is you could also, there are some risks to the nerve block. So sometimes these doctors, they really don't want to overdo something for you. But honestly, you know, so if you ask, some people may do that. But keep your finger. Why are you getting so many of these things? What do you do?
I'm a carpenter, and I have to work with mechanical things, and you jam in your fans and stuff all the time. And I, damn it, I'm sick of this. But you've got to relieve that pressure under the nail somehow.
Yes. And immediately. I mean, the other thing you could do is ice it. You know, icing is a great analgesic. The only problem is, well, icing is always good because it helps slow down the breathing, the bleeding. The only thing is you got to be careful not to frostbite it.
No, of course. So nitrogen, whatever it is, or anything like that?
No, the liquid nitrogen, no. I would just use some regular ice. Yeah, you don't want a liquid nitrogen in your finger. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I'm only kidding. Hey, great show.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. All right, you take care. Okay. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. See, somebody likes my show. I know. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so we talked about the volcano, Yuba Hebe. I love that name, Yuba Hebe. You know, it'd be cool to name your dog Yuba Hebe. You know, speaking of dogs, it looks like they just discovered an ancient dog skull in Siberia dating back 33,000 years, but they think it's a domesticated dog. They say the skulls indicate that domestication of dogs by humans occurred repeatedly throughout history, I guess based on, I guess, the way the snouts are and their teeth and et cetera. And so they think that man's best friend existed all the way back then. They also think that domestication is cows, sheep, goats, things that produce food through meat. I'm trying to read as this goes. But they say there's a different relationship with humans' dogs. So I should hope so. Yeah, I don't think I could be really cuddly with my cow or sheep. I wouldn't want them jumping into bed, you know, when they sleep with me at night. But the dogs are fine. So, wow. You know, because, you know, it's funny because I'll look at these. There was these old pictures from the 1800s I had on my Facebook page. And you saw dogs running around. And you're like, when did people start having dogs as buddies? When? Well, it was probably looks like 33,000 years ago. What would that be in Bible time? I'm trying to figure that out. Day probably five. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, man's best friend. I know. I love my dogs. Fido. Where did the name Fido come from? All right, guys. Don't go away. We're going to have a quick break, and then we're coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose It Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so in political news, I missed the debate Monday. I didn't watch it. I know it was really underpublicized. You know, CNN keeps talking about their primary presidential debate on Thursday, and so nobody was really publicizing this debate. But what was interesting about the debate yesterday is, from what I hear, applause had to be held. So I guess this Florida debate Monday night, the moderator insisted that the audience doesn't applaud. Well, Newt Gingrich has a problem with that and said that he threatened to quit participating in any future debates if the audience is silenced. Okay, now remember, Gingrich has been getting standing ovations. Okay, and that has been his thing, his drive for momentum. Now, remember, have you guys ever given a standing ovation? Okay, I've given many standing ovations, but only 5% were worthy. The other 95% of me standing up and giving a standing ovation is because every other putz around me was standing up, and I would look like an idiot if I didn't stand up. So you stand up. Okay, now, am I right? Right? Am I lying? I'm not lying, okay? You stand up because everybody else stands up. If not, if you're sitting there, that looks bad. So you have to sit like Simon Cowell on American Idol. Everybody's standing and he sits. He looks like a jerk. I don't want to look like a jerk, so I stand up. But maybe 5% of the standing ovations I've given, it was really well deserved. And I stood up, and you know what? I was the first to stand up. I was the first. You know, Jason Lezak, when he was talking the other day, I was so proud of his accomplishments. I stood up. And, you know, when I'm the first one, it just, you know, it stinks because when you're the first one to stand, you know, if you got food on your butt or if, you know, your skirt isn't completely covering, you could have a wardrobe malfunction. So I usually like to wait because if everybody's up, then they don't see your butt if you're the first one. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But you see, you know, a very interesting issue here with Gingrich and not wanting to participate in the debate if there's no applause. Because, again, the psychology of the voter. All right. When he says something. All right. And let's assume people are listening to every single word. Remember, the average ADD person, and a lot of people are now turning ADD, even as we speak, doesn't listen 100%. But when they hear that last oomph, and then people are like, woo, clapping and start standing up, other people do that. They go, oh, wow, he must have said something really good. You know, and you feel like what they said was really, really good or really powerful based on the audience response. That's why there were always comedic tracks and laughing tracks with all these TV shows and sitcoms. They had to throw in the, you know, they had to throw in that laugh with these shows. You know, they say this is filmed before a live studio audience. Well, sometimes it wasn't. And they had to throw in these laugh tracks so that you would think that joke was funny. If there's no laugh track, you could miss that the joke was funny. Because what happens is you hear the laugh, and then you go back to your short-term memory. What you must have just heard, you re-say it to yourself, and then you giggle. Because you could do that. You could have not really been paying attention, but because you still heard that last sentence, you could then recall it. And so, again, it's all psychology, auditory processing, etc. And that's what this election is about. It's about the senses. It's how you look. It's how you talk. It's what you hear. It's everybody's perception. So you want to know what? I agree with Newt Gingrich. I agree. All right, because, you know, Mitt Romney says some things that are clap-worthy. I got to tell you, it makes the debates more interesting when people scream and yell. I mean, I understand for the moderator, they want to move on, and, you know, maybe they want to make it fair for everybody. But, you know, keep in mind, this whole voting process, okay, is, again, a bombardment of your senses, and whoever electrified you the most wins. That's what this is about. I mean, it's debate after debate. How many debates are there now? How many debates every single? I mean, oh, there's like, what, two a week? Well, they're getting boring. But what doesn't make it boring is you're in the, yeah, you know, people make a drinking game out of it, et cetera. Like, I guess somebody said on CNN they were going to do a drinking game. This was on CNN. All right, one of the political analysts said they were going to make a drinking game out of the State of the Union address. Whenever President Obama said middle class, they were going to drink. And they hope by the end they were going to get drunk to get through the whole speech. You know, it's, again, remember, these debates are entertainment. This is for entertainment. All right. And Gingrich says you don't want to silence free speech. You know, I mean, again, this is what put him over the edge. This is what gave him momentum. And I mean, should Romney be put under that pressure to have those it moments to make people clap and stand up? I don't really know if he could. Does the president have to have those? Well, yeah, they really need to electrify the voters. Because remember, the average voter is chasing the butterfly. They're not listening to the substance. So Newt needs that. He needs the, yeah, dude, woo, 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 woo. He needs that. And so, of course, he's upset. Should debates never have that? No, because it gets boring. These debates are boring. Boring. So as far as I'm concerned, yes, let there be. You know, let there be, I mean, as far as I can see, you know, some sort of life or movement in the audience, because otherwise I'm going to assume they fell asleep. All right. I see you guys calling in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, if you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. What? Right? 36232. You know what? Just do the Doc Dolly. That's easier. All right. So let's see. What do I want to talk about next? Okay. But anyway, just, you know, I hope none of you did the, you know, I hope none of you did, you know, a drinking game during President Obama's State of the Union speech, because you would be pretty, pretty drunk. Yeah, and I think it's still, yeah, no, don't do that. Okay, now, we need to talk about something pretty significant. All right, they're still, I guess, they're still fighting us doctors and fighting us hospitals and medical clinics about too many tests. And experts are starting to say there's too many x-rays, there's too many EKGs, that we're ordering too much. Now, here's my problem. I had a patient who was going for a pre-op exam, and she's a Medicare patient, okay? And she comes in and says, Dahlia, remember you sent me out for a chest x-ray because I was having my hysterectomy. She said Medicare is not covering x-rays anymore. They're not covering these pre-op x-rays. Why? Well, we're going to probably be talking about this after the break. After the break, we're going to talk about what Medicare is going to start covering, but what they're also going to now not cover because of what they have to be, I guess, required to cover. So I know I just said cover 5-6 times. That's called echolalia. All right. All right. Let's hit the phone lines really quick, though. We got Ryan on the line. Hey, Ryan, how you doing? Ryan, you there? I don't hear Ryan.
Hello, this is Glenn from Philly.
Oh, Glenn. Hey, Glenn. Good. And you're from Philly. Oh, I love it. How you guys doing over there? Cold.
Doing pretty well tonight.
Good, good.
It's not too bad.
Oh, good, good. What's going on?
Well, you said you were going to say something about an article about the best hospitals or something, which put me in mind of this other phenomenon that always cracks me up. This idea about the best, and this is something I run into everywhere I go. You meet somebody, and it doesn't matter whether it's in a metropolitan area, suburban area, or east backwater, nowhereville. Somebody will have an operation done, heart bypass, knee, hip, whatever. Doesn't matter. Theirs was done by one of the best surgeons right. in the country.
Yes.
It's everywhere. I don't know who's doing the rating or where they heard this, but it's just a feel-good thing, I guess. I don't know. But everywhere I go, I run into people who aren't particularly, you know, don't have particular notoriety or influence or money, but their surgery was done by one of the best surgeons in the country.
Exactly. They do that. It's almost like a status symbol. And you want to know what gets me? You want to know what gets me? Nobody ever says that are my patients that they went to the best doctor in the world. They just go, oh, I see Dr. Dahlia because she's on my insurance list. You know what? We're coming up on a break. I'm going to talk about the best hospitals, and I'm going to talk about how, yes, some of it I think is a load. So don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, now we're talking. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network, who is getting this show out there all across the country, coast to coast. Love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. We got Kyle working the dials. If I am off air when you are listening to me, you can still call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, and I will answer them the next working day. I work every day. Really, I do. My show's on 6 days a week. You know, Sunday, I just prepare for Monday's show. So don't worry. I'll hear it. And then follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And if you can follow me on my Facebook page, too. Then you get pictures. The problem with Twitter is you don't get the pictures. you know, and you don't get the articles as easily. So do both if you can. Okay, so let's talk about these best hospitals, okay? And like our previous caller said, how the heck do they come up with these? And, you know, he's right. You know, I hear that all the time. Oh, I am seeing the best doctor in New York, or I'm seeing the best doctor in California. You know, and I sit there, you know, with my patient going, all right, well, you know, good. You know, thank you for seeing lowly, mediocre me. You know, but why are they the best? Because they waived a no-show fee? Because they waived your copay? You know, what is really making people think their doctor is the best? All right, well, in this particular case, they say Baltimore has been named the best city for hospital care. Yay, Baltimore. The report is based, they say, this is coming out of Fox News, on rates of patient complications and deaths for 26 medical procedures and diagnoses and nearly 5,000 hospitals across the U.S. and was produced by the organization Health Grades. I think I'm rated well with Health Grades. Okay, so then I'm okay with them. I think I'm doing good with Health Grades. There's so many of them. You got Rate MDs, you got Health Grades, you got Vitals, you got all these things, right? And by the way, they come out with these because it's media for them and exposure. So they do these because it's exposure, okay? This is from Health Grades. They say 263 hospitals were awarded the distinction, representing the top 5% of hospitals in the nation. They say Baltimore has the highest percentage of these hospitals. They had 9 distinguished hospitals out of 19 eligible hospitals, or 47%. Now, the runner-up was Phoenix Prescott area, with 11 distinguished hospitals out of 25 eligible, they say. Then they say rounding out the top 10 were Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Richmond, Virginia, Cincinnati, Ohio, West Palm Beach, Florida, Chattanooga, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, Hartford, New Haven, Connecticut, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Michigan. They say patients had on average a 30% lower chance of dying at the distinguished hospitals compared with other hospitals across 17 different procedures. Patients also had a 1.8% lower risk of developing complications. Okay, so you see what they're doing is they're looking at cases and they're, and I could see why if you look at it as a number, at a numbers game, I could see there where they come up with this, all right? But the truth of the matter is you could be in Norcross, Georgia. You could be in Reno, Nevada. You could be in Fresno, California, Redding, California. I don't care. Yuma, Arizona. And if your doctor picks something up that nobody else has, as far as you're concerned in your world, that is the best institution you've ever been. And I would say go with that. Okay? You know, one thing I've learned in the city I live, now I live in Las Vegas, is for every time a patient told me that one of the particular hospitals in this town was phenomenal and is the best hospital, there's another patient that tells me about a bad outcome. All right, now I think we have some amazing hospitals in the Las Vegas area, some amazing ones. But the problem is, you know, with Health Grades and ratings and people and, you know, there's a lot of variances that can happen. Like, for example, at one point, I believe one of the hospitals was short-staffed and one of the nurses was a little bit half-assed with the patient. That got back to a lot of people, got into the media, and, you know, that was just a bad day and a bad staff day, you know, and so somebody could say, well, a hospital will always be properly staffed. Well, you know, you're right, but, you know, a lot of cities, they don't have the money, like UCLA or Mayo Clinic, right, or MD Anderson. You know, a lot of these hospitals, they get by. And we have a huge problem in this country with hospitals going under. We were even talking about this the other day in the UK. Hospitals are having such trouble staffing in Great Britain that they're going to the army for help. They're asking the army to help out by giving them some medics. So, you know, how do you know if your hospital's the best? It's hard because you could try to go online, you could try to research, but what if you really don't find anything? Then you need to talk to your doctor and say, where do you feel comfortable operating? Where do you feel comfortable with the staff? And you have to trust your doctor. Well, how do you find a good doctor? Again, recommendations, checking with the medical board, you know, other patients' experiences. It's tough. You know, I got to tell you, when I first moved, you know, to L.A. and then when I first moved to Vegas, you know, finding a doctor was like covering my eyes and, you know, twirling my finger in the yellow pages and then slamming it on the book. Well, we don't use yellow pages anymore. We Google. And so you almost have to, you know, type in your zip code or something. And sometimes it's a crapshoot. But luckily, one of the doctors I found was because I asked around. And everybody just swore by her, and I agree. I swear by her, too. So sometimes, again, it's you can look at all these ratings, and a lot of times I think they are a bunch of baloney. You know, but if you do have a hospital that has continued mistakes, and we talk about some of these hospital mistakes, right? Like, remember that one where they operated on the wrong side of the brain? And there was this one hospital. Oh, I got to remember. We talked about this year, earlier this year, last year in 2011, where they had seven major mistakes in their ORs. And you were wondering how this hospital could still be around. Okay, something like that, I probably wouldn't go to. I mean, that would be hospital. And, you know, so look things up. Google news, Google the hospital, and see what comes up about cases. And if you don't really see a lot of bad news, because most of the time you see bad news. You don't see the good news. You see the bad news. Like here, for example, there was a woman in Caldwell, Idaho. I'm looking at this right now, 35-year-old, who, when she was a few weeks pregnant with her daughter, the doctor misdiagnosed her, said it was ectopic, the pregnancy was stuck in the fallopian tube, gave her methotrexate to abort the baby. It turned out the baby a couple weeks later was actually found inside the uterus, and the baby actually was born. The only problem is this methotrexate damaged the fetus so much that the baby was born without reproductive organs or a rectum. So now you have a deformed child because of a screw-up with the doctor. So my thing is to start with the doctor, okay? Because your medical care is only as good as the one who's in charge of your medical care. He is the general. She is the general. And I would probably start from there. Okay, we're probably not going to have too much time, but we're going to probably talk about this in the next hour. If any of you could tune in, if not, you'll have to listen to my archives. Medicare patients are telling me that what was once covered isn't covered anymore to a very slippery avalanche degree. And they were talking about in the news today how there are too many tests and how Medicare is going to really start to change cholesterol screening. And, of course, pap smears, we knew, bone density scan screening. But when my patient said, look, I have to pay cash for my x-ray pre-op x-ray, what are Medicare patients supposed to do if they have to have surgery? Now, many of you that have had surgery, knee surgery, hip replacement, back surgery, prostate surgery, etc., you have to have a pre-op EKG to check your heart, and you have to have a chest x-ray. Well, now I'm being told from the radiology companies Medicare isn't covering pre-op x-rays. Well, your anesthesiologist will not intubate you without an x-ray. Your doctor will not clear you without an x-ray. Your surgeon will not operate on you without an x-ray. Why won't Medicare cover it? Well, because technically they don't have to. Right now, they just have to come up with a skeleton plan to cover the bare basics. They have to cover a mammogram. They have to cover one physical. They have to cover certain things bare basic. But you see, once you now tell an insurance company, including Medicare, what they have to do, they are now going to look at the glasses half full and go, then we ain't covering anything else. And I'm having a lot of Medicare patients a little scared on what they're supposed to do because x-rays are $70 to $100 a pop. Easy. All right? So we're going to talk about this in the next hour. If you can stay tuned, great. If not, I will talk to you then tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. This is Dr. Dahlia signing out temporarily until after break.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNMinerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.